Divorce. It's a $50 billion a year industry in the United States. The documentary Divorce Corp, which is out in theaters today, paints the country's family court system as a cesspool of vindictive judges and conflicts of interest that destroy families. WHYY's Holly Otterbein reports that Philadelphia area moviegoers are talking about the film, even those who don't normally see eye to eye.
The problem with divorce, according to the movie, is money.
People can get as much justice as they can afford. Most people cannot afford any justice at all.
What's wrong with that? This is a business.
The story is told by an array of talking heads, from unhappy divorcees to judges to journalists. They say that greedy lawyers have an incentive to drag out divorce proceedings for as long as possible to rack up more fees. It portrays judges as having cozy relationships with attorneys and relying on barely trained experts to decide if parents can keep their children. Families are the ultimate victims.
My son hasn't spoken to me since the divorce. He's now 24 years old, wants nothing to do with me. My daughter, on the other hand, wants nothing to do with her mother. So, you know, both of my children are suffering. They don't have two parents.
Tom Lustek is the founder of the group New Jersey Alimony Reform, which is pushing Garden State legislators to change the laws that determine payments to ex-spouses. He says they don't cut any slack for people who lose their jobs or retire. To spread the word, the group's members are dressing in matching red T-shirts and handing out flyers outside of showings of Divorce Corp.
The average person has no idea what goes on in family court. What we're there to do is to say New Jersey is horrific. What's happening in New Jersey is a real tragedy.
Elaine Mickman from Lower Merion is on the other side of the alimony debate. As a stay-at-home mom in her 50s with arthritis and other health problems, she thinks she deserves much more than what she got from her ex-husband in an 11-year-long divorce proceeding. But she says reporters, government watchdogs, and the film industry never cared.
People do not want to get involved when they hear family matters. They think it's a private matter, and they will dismiss you.
She's thrilled that Divorce Corp is the lone exception. Not surprisingly, attorneys aren't quite as enthused about the documentary.
They had an agenda that they wanted to follow, and they got the quotes and the stories to help with their agenda.
Brian Schwartz is a family lawyer in New Jersey. He says there are bad eggs in every industry, but most attorneys have high ethical standards. Plus, divorcees are sometimes to blame.
You can't control an angry client who all they want, for example, is revenge. Those people run up fees, and those people are the ones who help create this image that the system is corrupt.
Joe Sorge is the director of Divorce Corp. He says, of course, not all lawyers and judges are bad, but in his mind, breaking up is way too hard to do in the United States. And he's got a solution. Copy the Scandinavian countries, where divorce is handled outside of the courts.
By avoiding that adversarial process, they avoid a great deal of the acrimony and tension, and you know, the children do much better because their parents are not fighting, they're not trying to prove that the other parent is a bad parent.
Schwartz, the family attorney, says the United States would have to create a socialist welfare system for that to work. Sorge admits it may not be the perfect solution, though he's glad the film has people talking. For WHYY, I'm Holly Otterbein.